Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know what one of my favorite things about you is?
About the nothing?
No, God, no, that's not true.
What?
I adore
what?
You don't really ask me what I did over the weekend, and you don't give up anything about your weekend. Like, we don't come in and do the, like, oh man, epic weekend, bro. Like, neither one of us, you're just not that guy. And if you were to do one or the other, you would never tell me what you did. You would.
Oh, okay.
Because you're the guy who.
I know. I just, whatever I do is not really worthy of anybody else's ears.
That's not true. You just don't, dude.
I do a lot of stuff, but nothing that's.
But you're not braggadocious. It's like, okay, you don't want to come in and go like.
Yeah. You know what? I'll notice some people, it's like they come right up to you and have to like spew forth how awesome their weekend.
But have you noticed this? And I know you know this. The way they spew it is to ask you first.
Yes.
Nobody just wants to come up and go, dude, totally went to Lake Powell this weekend. It was gnarly. Did all these. Oh, wait, sorry. Hey, Steve, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was okay. How about yours?
Oh, good. Oh, I went to Lake Powell this weekend. It was totally.
Exactly.
They do that. God, right. It drives me nuts. You don't care how my weekend was. You're asking me, so I ask you. From now on, oh my God, let's do that.
That's brilliant.
If somebody asks you, answer them and then go, well, there you go.
Okay, see ya. Wait,
you supposed to ask me?
I want to learn story.
Well, there's a story out that says people lie to make their weekend sound.
I knew it.
Of course.
Just why do you have to? Why?
Who cares?
I know.
It's social media has created this.
Oh, like a weekend topper stories. Pictures are got
to
be.
Yeah, because you got to have all these pictures up to like say you were doing something fun. I hate telling the same story to you, but like maybe some people haven't heard it. We were out doing a thing with friends, and they were having a terrible time. And later that night, I checked their Facebook, and they made it look like it was the great. I was like, you guys. Hated that.
All you did was bitch and whine about it.
Yes, the whole time. But they have these pictures. Best day ever. Like, no, it wasn't. You hated it.
You're full of crap.
Yeah.
Right.
So here are some of the lies that people will exaggerate on Mondays to make it seem like their weekend was better than it was. So if any of these like ring true for you, go up to the friend who told you that earlier today, thump them right in the nose and go, liar!
Exactly.
They said they went to a bar, how much fun they had when they were there. It's always that. They try to instill some FOMO on you. Some of that like fear of missing out where it's like, oh my God, you see the new bar that opened in Lodo? It was off the chain. Oh, that's right. You had to stay home. Sorry. That's right, you have kids and stuff. Oh my God, I totally forgot.
Well, here's what you missed.
Here's what you missed. Oh, how was your weekend?
It was okay. How about your?
They will also lie and embellish about a restaurant they went to.
Oh, okay.
Or like how they went to the gym.
Huh. The gym. Okay.
Or I went to this. None of these. If I had friends who were like, went to a bar, then I went to a gym. Also went to the new cultural activity. That's on here. As one of the lies. Yeah, no, it was like the new. It was First Friday. What is First Friday?
I think it's
the thing where you drink wine and go to an art gallery.
Oh, that.
Which only half sounds fun.
Because that's where they have gallerinas. They hire.
What's a gallerina?
They hire. Galleries will hire hot looking ladies
Shut
to attract
mouth.
The richer people. And when they're there.
Gallerina is a word.
It is. Yeah.
And if we go to First Friday, we get to meet gallerinas?
Yes, I think so. We're going.
Finally, they say a road trip or something big.
Oh my God, we drove
up it. Is this not the dumbest stuff?
It is.
20% of people have actually gotten caught in the lie that they're telling.
Oh, get out.
Like, yeah. No, totally drove to Moab this weekend. Like, did some stuff. It's like, yeah, I saw on the news Moab was closed down for. Oh.
Wait.
Well, I meant the other Moab. There's two, right? Dude.
I don't know. I guess I never felt compelled to have to embellish.
I don't either.
I didn't know it was a competition.
But it is.
Okay, you all win.
Steve and I are bowing out of your stupid competition. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.